listening to the Bible 126 show.
The Great Separation. One of the most fascinating things you find in the Bible when you read it is that the world is divided in two. In the spirit world, there is a line, there is a division, a separation. The way God sees the world is different to the way we see it. When you go into work tomorrow, you will see a large group of people, but that is not what God will see. God sees a division of two groups. He sees sheep and goats. Everywhere you go, there is an invisible line that God sees. When you go to school, that invisible line is there. When you go to the gym, that line is there. Do you know what is a sobering thought is? Is that even in churches, even in Bible-believing churches, there is an invisible line that God sees. A line that separates the sheep from goats. Do you know what is even more of a sobering thought? Is that even in some families, there is a divide. Between light and darkness. Between those who are right with God and those who are wrong with God. Those who are heading towards utter darkness and those who are heading to the new heaven and the new earth. Those who are sheep and the goats. Matthew 25 verse 31 to 33. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. There is a line of division in the spirit world, and we even see this line of division in the parables Jesus taught with. If you look at the most of the parables of Jesus, you will see that the end of everything is separation. The sower, Matthew 13 verse 1 to 23, the weeds among the wheat, Matthew 13 verse 24 to 30. The two sons, Matthew 21 verse 28 to 32. The faithful versus the wicked servant, Matthew 24 verse 45 to 51. The 10 virgins, Matthew 25 verse 1 to 13. 10 talents or gold coins, Matthew 25 verse 14 to 30. I want to ask you, which side are you going to be on? Which side are you on right now? Can you boldly say you are on the right-hand side where the sheep are? Can you say that you are one of those that would be welcomed into the kingdom of God? Are you the tare that Satan has planted in the church today, or are you the wheat? On that day, there will be a great separation and everyone will know which side they belong to. Many people are claiming to be Christians, saying that they are part of the sheep, but they are not. If you look at their lives from the outside, they are not showing the characteristics of the sheep. If you look at what is inside of them, that is even worse. Who are you in the sight of the King? Who are you in the sight of God? Are you a sheep or a goat? When we talk about the sheep and the goats, it goes far beyond the physical. We are talking about the spiritual life of people. We are talking about the contents in the lives of people. There will be a division in the spirit world according to the things that are found in the spirit of man. When we are talking of the goats, we are talking of those who have allowed evil in their lives. Those who are dining with the devil consciously or unconsciously. When we are talking of the goats, we are talking of those who will never listen to the commands of God. They drink from the bowl of disobedience every day. When we are talking of the goats, They are also called the wicked. Don't you know what the Bible says of the wicked? Proverbs 2 verse 22, "But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it." Are you part of the wicked? Don't say you go to church. Going to church isn't a qualification for you to be a sheep. Judas was a disciple. He walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus, and ate with Jesus. And look how that turned out. Church attendance is not salvation. You can go to church for years and not know Jesus. Check your life right now. Are you wicked? Are you one of the goats that will be on the left side of the king? This is not just a parable, it is something serious. It is a time of great separation. It will be impossible for anyone to cross to another side. You cannot cross from the left to the right, and you cannot cross from the right to the left. It will be impossible in the time of judgment. Today is the day for you to cross side and make sure you are a sheep. Isaiah 55 verse 6 and 7, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." While he may be found, to suggest that at some point in time God won't be found, the time to seek him is today. You cannot claim to be a sheep and you are full of evil. That is not part of the characteristics of the sheep. When we talk about the sheep, who are they? They are the children of God. These people are those who are making God their priority. They are those who obey the voice of God. John 10 verse 26 to 29, "But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Nothing can take the sheep out of the hand of God, because they obey God. When Jesus speaks, they listen. It is not just about hearing the voice of God, it is also about obeying that voice and doing all it says. You cannot belong to this category and say that God doesn't love you. You cannot belong to this category and say that God has left you. You are his sheep, and he is your shepherd. The shepherd cares about the sheep to the extent that when one is lost, he leaves the 99 to find the lost one. That is how much love the shepherd has for you. Sheep are gentle. They are meek. They have patience. They are kind. They have love. They obey and follow where the shepherd leads them. You cannot pretend to be one because Jesus said he knows his sheep. It is not by face or physical contents that will make you become a sheep. It is what is in your spirit. Do you have the Holy Spirit of God? Do you have God in you? Do you have Jesus in your life? If you don't have all of these, you are not a sheep. The day will come when Christ will come in his glory and will separate the sheep from the goats. Do you want to know what will happen to both after the great separation? There is an eternal, unending destination for both sides. Matthew 25 verse 34, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." These people will inherit the kingdom of heaven, They will receive eternal life because they have done what is right. Think about it. People who are tares standing like they are wheat will be exposed on that day. There will be no form of pretense because the farmer and his servants will be able to identify the wheat and the tares. You are for the Lord. You have been called out of darkness. You have been transformed to become his sheep. You no longer belong to the devil, and that is why you are going to get eternal life. No matter what happens, Christ will always be there for you because he cares for you. The goats are those on the left hand, and they are people with no regard for the king. They did not care for the king. They ignored the king, and what will happen to them? Matthew 25, verse 41 and 46. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Verse 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. They will go into everlasting punishment. You still have the opportunity to switch sides now. You can still choose Jesus.